Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Louis Nishmas, Arbi HaKashom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis says what Rabbi Akiva brings, that the word letoitafois means two and two. Why? So says the Gemara, because tat bekitfe shtayim and pas beafrike shtayim. In the language called kitfe, the word tat means two. And the language called afrike, the word pas means two. So toitafois is the tat and pas, is two and two, two in afrike and two in kisfe. Toises brings over here, if so, that we have tat and pat, and every time it says toitafois, it means four, two in the kisve and two in afrike, and we know that it says three times the word toitafois in the Torah, so why do we have only four batim and not 12 batim? So Toises answers two answers. Answer number one is, we know we don't have more than four pashkas in the Torah of tefillin. Only four times it says in the Torah, ukshatom lois ad yotecho v'yototafois b'neinecho. So it can be that we do, that it's four times three, it has to be that each word refers to the four batim of tefillin. The second answer of Toises is, the one of the words letoitafois, we need legufe, is eindor shim tchilois, we don't dash on one of them. The other two, each one in its own language. In the language of kitve, it says tat twice to tell me there's four batim. In the language of afrike, it says pas twice to tell you that there's four batim. Meaning in each one of the languages, it says the four batim that we have. And lechora, these two explanations of Toises are totally in the understanding of what the Gemara is telling us, that we have your words from other languages. What pshat that the Torah HaGdoisha has in it words from other languages? So we have a big machlokes between Gdoile and Rabbi Yisenu to understand this. The Shla brings it a few places in his Sfarim. The idea is not that in the Torah we have Lashon Laz, we have languages of other, from other Umus. That doesn't make any sense, says the Shla. But the pshat is like this. In every one of the languages, there's some Lashoinus that come from Lashon HaKodesh. As brought down in the Sefer of Rabbi Chaim, the brother of the Maharal, that until Dura Palaga, the only language in the world was Lashon HaKodesh. Then, when came Dura Palaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread them out to 70 different languages. Each one got his own language, but some words of Lashon HaKodesh remained in these new languages. So, mainly now, when we see in the Torah the word toitafois, we don't know what it means. You go to other Lashonis, you find these words, that means these are the remainder of the words in Lashon HaKodesh that went into new languages. It's not words belaz, it's not words in other languages. It's Lashon HaKodesh words that God lost and ended up in other languages. That's how the Shla explains the idea of toitafois in other languages. The Kedusha Slavi, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchov in Pashas Dvarim, he says the opposite. He says that the Lashonis of the Goyim, some of them are in the Torah. And why is that so? So he explains that the Lashon of each Umo gives the Chiyus, gives the livelihood of that Umo. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Am Yisrael needs to go to Galus, he wanted to give Am Yisrael a Chizo and the Chiyus of other Umos. He wanted to give Am Yisrael some attachment to the Chiyus of the other Umos, so when they go to Galus, they'll be able to hold on to this Chiyus and survive. That's how they're going to have Tkuma in the Golos, by holding on to the Chiyus of that Umo. So that's why it says the Kedushas Levi, in the Torah we have Lashonis of other languages, to give Am Yisrael the power to hold on to the languages of the Goyim, and that's what the Torah gives us. So Bimele, there's a big machlokes over here between the Achronim. When we have Toitafois, Tat Bekitzve, and Pas Beafrike, isn't a word from another language that came into the Torah, as the Kedushas Levi says? Or it's a Lashon HaKodesh word that just got lost and we find it in other languages, as the Shlosh says. And that, lechur, is the two explanations of Toises. The first explanation of Toises works with the Shlosh. The Toitafois is all Lashon HaKodesh. So how you should have half 12? Says the Toises, we know we don't have more than four. But the second answer of Toises works only according to Kedushas Levi. Because Toises says that in every language I have four batim. I have tois, which means two, twice in the word kisve, to tell you I have four batim in kisve. And I have pas, which is two in Afrika, and I have it twice to tell you I have four batim in Afrika. So Bishma, if you understand, like the Kedushas Levi, that these languages don't, or now Lashon HaKodesh, I could say, I wanted to say in each language the number four. But according to the Shlo, that Toitafois is Lashon HaKodesh. So what do I have to say in two different languages? It's just Lashon HaKodesh that got lost in other languages. So the Chura, the second answer of Tosfos, works only according to Kedushas Levi, not according to the Shlo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.